In Baghdad today, two Iraqi journalists are returning home to their families after being held for months by the U.S. Army. They're among 500 prisoners freed today. Some 14,000 remain in detention centers run by the U.S. military. The journalists were working as freelancers for the Reuters news agency, one as a cameraman and the other as a correspondent, when they were arrested and held without charge. David Schlesinger is the global managing editor for Reuters. He joined us from his home in London to discuss their release. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit more, please, about the circumstances of the arrests of these men and give us their names.
Ali Al-Mazadani, who's a television cameraman, was picked up at his home during a search by the U.S. military. And it seems, and we haven't had this absolutely confirmed, but it seems from what we've heard that the soldiers didn't like some videotape that they saw on his camera. But then we have never been able to see that videotape because it's inexplicably been lost or destroyed. And so there was this alleged evidence against him just didn't exist, and yet he was still held for months. The other man, Majid Hamed, who worked for us and also for Al Arabiya Television, was detained, and it seems that he was detained because sometime earlier there had been some vague allegations made by unknown third parties. But again, we never had any specific information about why he seemed to have attracted some suspicion.
And they were picked up the end of last summer?
It was 4 months ago for one of them and 5 months for the other. And we have another man who has been held for 7 months, Samir Mohammed Noor. Now, we hope very much that he will be released shortly, but we have no information about that.
What kind of overtures did you make to the military, and what was the response?
Well, our bureau chief in Baghdad has worked very hard with the military authorities in Baghdad, and then I've been writing letters as well to the Pentagon and to the chain of command of the military. We put forward affidavits about these men, explaining how they came to be our employees and why they went out to take pictures of things happening in Iraq, because they are professional journalists. The military certainly accepted our letters and they accepted the affidavits, but we got no indication that they were taken especially seriously during the process. The wheels of this process seem very mysterious, and they just seem to have to run their course.
Do you have any ideas about what prompted their release?
I have no idea what prompted their release. I have no idea why today was the day that 500 men were released. I wish that it were a more open process. And I think the fact that we don't know why they were released is in itself a condemnation of a system which is far too opaque and just denies due process to those who are caught up in it.
David Schlesinger is the global managing editor for Reuters. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
The Pentagon confirmed the release of 500 prisoners from Abu Ghraib. When we contacted the military today to ask why these men were held without charge and released, they did not respond.